welcome to the Feel Strong Fitness Podcast. My name is Justin McClintock, and today we're going to talk a little bit about vulnerability. Specifically, I am going to attempt to be especially vulnerable. We lean in pretty hard here on transparency, openness, things like that. I don't know that we always dig deep enough and of showing kind of the vulnerable side when things go poorly, when things have gone wrong. And I thought of something that I thought might resonate. I made a short post a few days ago as of this recording about a thing I went through with my shoulder. It was a little while ago at this point, but it was a saga of a couple of years. And it really affected how I think about injury, how I approach coaching, how I think about what people are going through when they have chronic pain, injury, setbacks, plateaus, issues, things like that. I've certainly had other things, I've had other issues, but this was a bit formative, partly because of how long it took. So, to begin, I believe it started when I was demonstrating some gymnastics in a group gymnastics class. I ran an adult gymnastics class within a CrossFit gym for a few years. Tons of fun, really dedicated people. We got some people doing some pretty advanced skills very well and very beautifully. I don't remember what I was demonstrating, but I know I was hanging from a bar. I was hanging from a bar demonstrating something, and suddenly I had a pain so intense shoot through my left shoulder that it knocked me off the bar. I was unable to hang onto the bar, fell off, grabbed my shoulder, doubled over, made a little noise, immediately popped back up because I'm in the middle of coaching, right? There's a group of people gathered around me, focused on me. I was demonstrating something, so they were deliberately focused on me. So I snapped back up, smiled, laughed it off, said, that doesn't feel good. I'm sure it's going to be okay. Carried on with the class. That was the beginning of a very slow descent. The slow descents are sometimes the hardest I have found. And what I mean by that is this. It wasn't, oh, my shoulder hurts so badly that I'm unable to do things in my day-to-day life. This is obviously an emergency. I'm going to seek out a lot of help right now. I was a little bit sore, and I was sore for a few days. Moving forward, a couple weeks later, I realized doing dynamic gymnastics movements didn't feel really good. And I think it was a combination of how it felt and a little bit of loss of confidence. It had hurt so much when I was doing it and was so intense that I didn't really trust my shoulder until things felt great. And I knew they didn't feel great. So I took away any dynamic gymnastics movement. Think kipping, going really fast, spinning, going upside down on rings, twisting, cool upside down ab stuff. All of that was out the window. Over the next, let's say, 6 months, I slowly started removing more and more things from my menu of movement. So I stopped doing really dynamic, heavy weightlifting. No more snatching, no more fast jerking, not even any really push pressing, no ground to overhead work. And then I took away any dynamic weightlifting, whether it was heavy or not. After it took about 9 months for me to remove everything overhead. So I'm not putting weight overhead. I'm not hanging from a bar or from rings. Basically nothing in a vertical plane is happening anymore for me. Now, if you had told me when I hurt my shoulder that 9 months from then, I was going to be unable or unwilling to put things over my head, I would have thought that was a terrible emergency, but I still wasn't done. On my descent, that is. When I got to the point that I was no longer doing even strict, relatively light movement overhead or hanging from a bar, I'm still coaching group fitness classes at this point, and a significant part of that is demonstrating movements. So I stopped demonstrating a whole menu of movements because I did not have confidence I could execute them without pain. I did not have confidence that I could do them the way I wanted them to be done, the way I would expect a good demonstration to be done. So I leaned on other people, or I leaned on clients, members, people who were in class to demonstrate those movements. I started feeling like less of a coach. Well, if I can't do this, I'm doing less and less. I'm feeling less and less capable. I am less and less strong. I'm less and less competent. Now I can't even demonstrate with very lightweight or very slow movement what these things are supposed to look like. Not even executing sets and reps. Doing one the way it's supposed to be done. And this is my profession. I'm really starting to have a crisis of confidence as a coach. It's affecting me emotionally and professionally. This still wasn't enough to force action, to force movement. Now, to be clear, I tried some stuff on my own. I gave myself a little assessment. I wrote myself some kind of half programs and would try some things. Coaches, I have found, tend to be relatively bad coaches of themselves. I think that gets amplified significantly when there's a lot on the line. And being concerned that I'm going to injure myself again, being actively worried that I might be making something worse, qualifies as there being a lot on the line. In the same way, I wouldn't want to be my coach for a high-level competitive event. I was unable to objectively successfully be my coach around this injury. Because I would write a program and look at it on paper and say, that should totally work. This is what I would give someone I really cared about, a client who trusted me. And I would start the program, but it didn't feel great. Oh, it was pretty uncomfortable. Oh, it got a little scary. And I would say, you know what? This doesn't feel quite right. I must have missed. I'm going to stop this. I'll give it another couple weeks and then I'll come back and try again. And I went through that cycle a few times, but I still hadn't asked anybody for help at all. We are probably more than a year in at this point. The turning point for me was a cold November morning. I was heading out for the first session of a day, opening the gym. So I was leaving the house around 5 a.m. It was dark and it was very cold. I was getting ready to leave. I grabbed my big winter coat out of the closet. I went to put it on. And as I reached my left arm back to slide it through the sleeve, the pain that shot through my shoulder was so intense, I doubled over the couch and yelled out. By screaming out, I woke up my wife. And she yelled from upstairs, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yes." And she quickly came downstairs and said, "What's wrong?" My shoulder really hurt. I think I hurt my shoulder again, putting my stupid coat on. She said, "Well, that's not good." And I agreed with her. And on the probably 35, 40 minute walk to work, I realized kind of how far I had fallen. Going from confidently demonstrating relatively high level gymnastics, doing movement I loved to do, being upside down, swinging on things, supporting myself, putting heavy weight overhead, doing things that not only gave results and let me have the strength and ability to move that I wanted, but genuinely enjoying the movement. I enjoyed that kind of training really deeply. To being unable to put on a jacket. We're now edging into, is he able to dress himself territory? And that is scary territory. That is the kind of stuff that can be a real deal breaker. Finally, I decided I should probably see a physical therapist. It is embarrassing to me that I let it go that long before seeing a professional, because I would have directed anyone else to see a professional 9 months earlier than I did. You know, you get hurt, a thing happened in the gym, no problem, these things happen. Let's wait 7 to 10 days, try not to make it angry, we'll see how it feels. After 10 days, if things still aren't good, I would have suggested attacking it head on. Probably not with a PT at first. Probably wasn't called for 10 days after it. But I let things devolve and atrophy and get worse and go unattended to for so long that a physical therapist, I think, was easily the best way forward and probably the only way forward. I made an appointment, got an assessment, saw a physical therapist. It went great. Worked for them with them for about 12 weeks, 1 to 2 times a week. A combination of, it started with a lot of assisted mobility, being like stretched and put in positions that I found pretty uncomfortable. Lots of isometrics, transitioning into more active mobility, strength work, up to the point where pain was significantly decreased. I certainly had all of my ADLs, my activities of daily life. I could now confidently dress myself. I wasn't worried about putting things away in high cabinets or stuff like that. I got the thumbs up. I immediately called an active life professional that I knew and trust. Hey, I need help. Can we work together? If I'm being honest, I called Active Life and said, hey, put me with one of your coaches. I was pretty sure who I was going to end up with, but I wanted to go the official route. So I called them, say, hey, I need to pay for a coach. Please connect me with a coach. Got connected with a coach, Chris Shallow, amazing. Went through full assessment, strength, balance testing, and then we got to work on a program. And it was not a ton of fun. It wasn't designed to be a ton of fun. It was designed to be really effective, and it was. There were lots of times where I was doing movements, and it hurt. Now, it stayed within our pain rules. It counted, but it was unpleasant and uncomfortable, and I knew it would be. So whatever it was, I think it was 4 times a week, I would come in and put myself in the mental place where I know this is a thing I have to do. This is like eating food. This is like sleeping. This is like going to work and paying the rent. It's not something I can avoid or things will get really bad. I have to get through this. It became more fun once I started to see some progress, but there were a couple months where things were moving, but moving so slowly that it really wasn't satisfying. You know, doing a single arm press at 20 pounds and progressing to 25 pounds when I know I used to do 80 to 100 pounds. It's a hard mental space to hang out in. It's an important mental space to hang out in. It is a formative mental space to hang out in. And I learned a lot of lessons hanging out there. I think it was made slightly harder by still being a coach at the time and having to do all of these workouts alone between classes. So it's a quiet, empty gym. I would usually have music in my ears or something. No one is around. Nothing else is happening. I'm doing this work. I don't know if it would have been better if other people were around, because I was so self-conscious of the small movements I was doing and the small amount of weight I was using relative to what I was able to do maybe 18 months beforehand. That being alone may have been a gift in a way. But alone between classes, doing a bit of suffering, getting through it. Important, it worked great. It worked like a charm. 6 months after starting to work with Chris, I was 100%. I was doing pull-ups. I was swinging from rings. I was confidently kicking up on my hands. Never mind putting on coats. Doing, I think we did 75 or 80 pound single arm overhead carries for 300 feet and had more in the tank. Great. Super high five. Thank you for all your help. Get out of here. I did another 6 months of training on my own to get back to the kind of training I want to do. That made it almost, it was over 2 years. It might've been 2.5 years from the moment I got hurt to the moment I could return to that kind of training. It's embarrassing to say this. It's embarrassing that with all of the knowledge and all of the experience I had, even at that point when it happened, I'd been working with hurt people at that time. I was good at it. That helping myself in this way was such a struggle. But it was. If I had, after being still sore 2 weeks after the initial incident, if I had reached out to another professional for help, I think this could have been a 12-week problem. It was significant because that, remember, me coming off the bar, initially demonstrating that movement, I didn't do anything wrong demonstrating that movement. That was the moment I overloaded my capacity. That was the moment that finally that tissue could take no more. It could have been anything. It could have been putting my coat on the next morning. That could have been the inciting incident. It happened. The inciting incident was demonstrating a movement in class. So this was never going to be a, you know, 14-day solution, but I think it could have potentially been a 3-month solution instead of a 24-month solution. And if I had reached out immediately and not tried to blow it off and not tried to pretend that I don't have time for this and not tried to pretend that it's not important enough for me to invest in and not tried to pretend that I would be able to solve it on my own and do it on my own, the amount of time I would have saved is immense. The amount of money I would have saved over that time is also immense. What would you pay to have the last year and a half back to do over? Almost anything, right? A free 18 months sounds amazing. And losing 2 years of that training that I'm only now rebuilding up to, I can't even imagine. I can imagine. And that's what makes it hurt even more. Going through that was really challenging. And feeling what it was like to feel incapable and incompetent and like an imposter and like less than, and like, maybe I'm not really in shape, or maybe I'm not that smart, or maybe I'm not even really a good coach. Am I just scamming all of these people? I think I'm helping. I thought I was helping. But if I can't even do it for myself, how can I truly do it for other people? And now I understand very clearly that that's doing it for yourself is often the hardest thing, especially the kind of mentality and person that we come from. We are always the person reaching out, trying to help others, and we'll help ourselves less at the expense of that. I now know that serving myself and paying attention to myself and investing myself that's the thing that will let me show up for others. If I had worked on it right away, if I had reached out to a professional, invested my, yes, money, but time, energy, opportunity into solving this problem, I wouldn't have started feeling like less of a coach. I wouldn't have had to have other people demonstrate things for me. I probably could have showed up better, not only professionally, but also personally. It is impossible that feeling weaker, feeling like less of a coach, feeling incompetent, feeling incapable didn't trickle into my personal life and make me less of a community member, less of a friend, less of a husband than I potentially could have been. That sucks. It was a deeply challenging thing to go through. And in the grand scheme of things, it's no big deal. I hurt my shoulder. I couldn't do some cool gym stuff with my shoulder for a while. I could do everything else. Went to work, had friends, worked around the house, could do all of that stuff. But I felt less and less and less. It wasn't a massive disability. There was never a question of getting even surgery. That wasn't on the table. In the scope of injury and pain, this was minor and it was life-changing. Do not make your pain, your injury, your discomfort, your setback, your plateau, your issue. Do not require it to be so massive and so life-altering that it starts ruining things before you decide to take action, before you decide that saying, hey, I need help is the right thing to do, before deciding to lean on experts and let the experts be the experts at what they do and show up the way they can show up. That way, you will be able to show up in the rest of your life. The experience of working with these different professionals, coaches, physical therapists, GPs, all of that, was transformative and absolutely helps me guide people today. Here's some questions to ask your physical therapist when you go in. Here's some questions about the program. Here's some questions about transferring. Hey, would it be okay with you if I reached out to your physical therapist as your coach, let them know that you were going to be transitioning to working with me, ask them what their care was, ask them what their recommendations were going forward, so we could work together and this can be a seamless transition. Not a lot of coaches in the world are doing that. I know a few. We happen to be one of them. I told you this story not for sympathy. I told you it because it's hard to tell, and I think doing that is useful. And I hope that some lessons can be taken from this for other people hearing it to truly take action earlier. You are worth investing in. You are worth finding the time to serve yourself and care for yourself. And it does not need to be an emergency. It does not need to be a life-altering big deal to require work and attention. The rest of our lives will always be demanding, and many of us want to show up for others, sometimes more than we want to show up for ourselves. Understand that showing up for yourself is the thing that will let you continue to show up for others. If you don't take care of yourself first, if you don't put on your own mask, you end up with everybody suffering because you can't help the way you want to help. I think that's what I got. I hope this has been useful. I hope it's valuable. I look forward to hearing from you. My name is Justin McClintock. Feel strong. Thank you so much for listening to the Feel Strong Fitness Podcast. Please subscribe and leave a 5-star rating if you have the time. That makes a really big difference. If you have questions, you want details, DM us on Instagram at feelstrongfit. There's more information on the website at feelstrong.me. We value effectiveness, individualization, and empathy. See what it's like to have an expert in the field really listen, hear what you need, and build you the perfect program to get you where you want to go. Today is the perfect time to get started. Reach out.